And anyone who drives in LA has encountered potholes. The problem is so bad that City Councilman Joe Busciano is beginning a series of hearings to get public input on a ballot measure to fix them. He wants a $3 billion bond measure that would fund repairs over a 10-year period. That may sound like a lot of money, but as Emily Mattu reports, without it, drivers are paying the cost of bad roads.
Los Angeles streets are notorious for potholes, and the road to a solution has been a bumpy one. It's a problem for the entire city, but Kathy Price says it's especially bad in South Los Angeles. She's lived in the area her entire life and complains about the problem all the time.
You know, in other executive areas or high areas get it done so quickly and fast because they have the support, but because we're low class of people here, sometimes we just have to wait for the last kid on the totem pole before we can get to help them need it, and that's not fair.
Drivers can file a report to the city and claim damages. If the city feels it failed to fix the pothole in a timely manner, then it will pay drivers for the repair costs.
The city's supposed to pay for these tires? Just call and, you know, put the report in and, you know, let them know, but it's a long process. Meanwhile, I'm paying for how many sets of tires before the process is finished?
This is not a new problem. KPCC reporter Sandin Totten did a story on Los Angeles potholes 2 Aprils ago, and even has a story of his own.
I was covering another story downtown, and I was driving along, and that's when I got nailed by this monster of a pothole. My editor was like, you know, that's a story. More and more people are having this problem you're having.
In its annual report, the American Society of Civil Engineers says that bad roads cost California drivers $13.9 billion annually. That's over $500 per driver. California has one of the largest road systems, but the report says about 68% of its roads are in poor or average condition. John Bitteroff, the manager at a South LA auto body and tire repair shop, says repairs can be pricey.
I've seen everything from a tire that's been damaged, so the cost of replacing a tire, to some pretty serious suspension work, well above $1,000.
Bitteroff sees many customers paying for problems that are simply not their fault.
Yeah, no one expects to have that repair. It's something that frustrates people, and they feel like it's not their fault. And have a choice. You either hit the car next to you, or you hit the pothole. It can cause a lot of damage to the cars.
But the root of the pothole problem really lies in LA's biggest weakness, its inability to deal with this little thing called rain.
LA is so unprepared for any type of weather, and then when that happens, it's just a disaster.
I'm on my bike right now on 29th Street, and I just got stuck in a pothole the entire size of my bike. So for students that are coming to and from class on these streets, it's become a huge problem. Paige Graham can attest to how bad the situation has gotten for cyclists.
I've actually stopped riding my bike just because the roads are so bad to ride on.
Local residents have long been waiting for the city to actively address the issues faced by bikers and drivers in LA. But in the meantime, the potholes will continue to weigh heavy on their pocketbooks, which may not be as deep as the potholes they've gotten stuck in. Emily Mattu, Annenberg Radio News.